This is Julia Child. Bon appetit. Nom, nom. Oh, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom. Love that. Delicious.
Enjoy.
Alex Young is here. He is the James Beard Award-winning chef at Zingerman's Roadhouse in Ann Arbor and the founder of Corman Farms in Dexter. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. So you have cooked all over the world, and you really love this season, though.
Fall and early winter, yes, absolutely, because there's so many beautiful things to play with. All the roots and the wild rice just got harvested, and it's duck season. I like to make duck gumbo. It's a great time of year.
Help me understand a little bit, as a chef, personally for you, what is it that makes you like this season? You're talking about root vegetables, but is it a palate thing? Is it taste? Is it senses of the cold and warming up from food?
The fall, it's when everything kind of happens, because in traditional historical cooking, you're putting up foods to get through the winter. Being a little bit of a farmer, I love the roots because they taste of the earth, and what it takes to make a root vegetable really beautiful and delicious is... it's very rewarding, and the fact that we get to store things like that.
Alex Young, talk to me about carrots.
Well, carrots are a wonderful crop locally here. What we like to do is we like to have winter dug carrots.
Okay.
And it's something that we don't put a lot of energy into in the spring and summer, but come mid-August, we plant our winter carrots. And this time of year, they're still in the ground. They're mulched with straw, and we will pick them into February.
Oh, wow.
In the frozen tundra, because if we put about a foot of straw on them, we can still harvest them when everything else is frozen. And the freeze-thaw cycles there make the carrots sweeter than ever. So they're really, really special.
So sweet carrots.
Yes, but naturally sweet, not hybridized double sweets.
Right. That sounds like perfect for like a carrot cake.
Well, they're super nutritious, and roasted, simply roasted, is my absolute favorite because it concentrates the flavors and the sugar.
I'll bet. Talk to me a little bit about what's a meal right now that you would just like totally dig into after cooking.
Well, right now it'd be navy bean and smoked ham soup, wild rice and duck soup. It might be duck gumbo. We're curing pork loins to be smoked tomorrow morning. I just made a brine a few minutes ago. We were processing lambs last week and making lamb stuffed cabbage, Hungarian style. Really lovely.
Where do you get your inspiration from for these different meals and for, you know, okay, I want to add this to this. I mean, where is that collaboration coming? Does it just pop into your head? Where is it coming from?
Well, I've been told I'm an intuitive cook, but I've been working in kitchens for north of 34 years now, and I draw on my memories, but the inspiration comes from looking at the food and then drawing on memories of what strikes my fancy and what do we have that's particularly beautiful, and just come up with some idea, some recollection, some memory. I mean, food smells and tastes is all about memory and fond memories.
Holidays are coming up, obviously, and some places still, farmer's market, going to go strong for another couple of weeks. Let's say I am someone right now who is just not sure what to cook for a family dinner. I want to do it locally. I want to head to the farmer's market and then cook a big family meal. What should I be thinking about right now?
I would do something warm and cuddly and comfortable, like roasting some celery root, roasting some carrots, maybe cook some nice organic rice, little fresh apples, Michigan apple season, cook them down. Nothing that makes me feel more comfortable than that. Pork applesauce roots.
I didn't realize Michigan was such a celery state.
Kalamazoo was for many years the celery capital of the world. I believe we're number two still in celery production behind California. Michigan has a very rich celery history, and really good old heirloom celery is so much more flavorful than the type we buy at the grocery store. So it's really neat to eat the fresh celery now because it's still around, but the celery roots will be around for a while also, being a cousin to celery. But interesting in soups because it looks like a potato, but when you eat it, it's definitely not. I love the idea of mixing celery root, rutabaga, turnips, and potatoes, and white carrots, because then you have four different, distinctly different vegetables that look similar to the untrained eye, but they taste quite different. So if you put them all in a pot pie or a stew, it's a wonderful surprise for people.
Speaking of some different kind of soups, talk about the spicy sweet potato soup.
Well, we had a local Amish farmer west of here, just west of Chelsea, had about 800 pounds of sweet potatoes that did not look perfect, and he had been selling them to Arbor Farms, and he asked me if I would take them, and since we peel and roast and chop, the imperfections were not a big deal, and so I bought them all from him, and so we've been serving, I think we're down the end of it now, but for the last couple, 3 weeks, we've been making a spiced sweet potato soup. And so it's very simple, vegetable broth, onions, a little bit of garlic, and a homemade pumpkin pie spice. Cook the potatoes and roast the potatoes first, then peel them, put them in that broth, simmer it, give it a good puree, and add a little bit of cream. And then I garnish it with a goat's cheese crostini with more pumpkin pie spice on it. And it was really nice.
So how much of your winter is spent cooking?
Much of the winter, because this is holiday season when a lot of the dinners that I donate for various charities get called in by the people that bought them. Almost every weekend I'm doing a donated dinner at somebody's house. It is holiday season, so people are busy entertaining their coworkers, friends, and family at the Roadhouse, and that's awesome. We're winding down the catering season, but it is fundraising season, and we just finished rocking Freezing for a Reason with Food Gathers, and that was really wonderful to see a million meals collected.
Really
that
successful campaign. Alex, I hear you're already planting seeds and already thinking towards the spring, which for some folks may be gasp-worthy. How do you decide right now when it's chilly out and when we're thinking about being cozy in front of the fire? How are you already starting to look at, you know, springtime?
Well, there's two parts to the farming for us. One is that we're just got finished breeding the animals, the sheep and the pigs and the goats and the cows for the springtime. Mm-hmm. We're certainly planning the field crop rotations because those can be planned far in advance. And come January, we're ordering seeds from Seed Savers and other great organizations. And so the danger is, though, is that when it's the dead of winter here in Michigan, you always get carried away. You try not to, but you see all these wonderful fruits and vegetables and beautiful photographs and usually order a lot more than you ought to.
Any sneak peeks, anything we can be looking forward to come, you know, springtime?
Well, we have the opportunity in some field crops, and so we did plant barley this season, which was a wonderful surprise that it worked nicely, and a terrible surprise that we couldn't find anyone around to process it, to clean it for us.
Oh, geez.
So we've saved a bunch of that seed, and we're going to do it again and hopefully get our own seed cleaner this year. We're definitely planting all of the usuals. We only really designate about 10% of our gardens to test crops.
Okay, final question. Are you the cook at home?
I am the cook at home, and I only get to cook maybe a third of our meals, but I do love to cook.
You've got kids, I know. What are their favorites of yours that Chef Dad is making?
Turkey pot pies, Lucy's roast pork tacos is all of ours favorite, because that's taco night where we get to sit together. Yeah.
James Beard Award-winning Chef Alex Young has taco night at home. I just want to
Yes, it's pretty good taco night.
Oh, certainly I believe taco it. Night. It's the best taco night, I'm sure, around these parts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your wintertime seasonal favorites with us, Chef.
Right on. Have a great holiday. Thank you.